With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. From selling their wares to maintaining a safe and healthy workforce, 2020 brought agriculture many challenges. And heading into the new year, there's a long list of priorities our elected officials are already working on. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says, of course, trade and the pandemic will remain top of mind.
And certainly, I can't let an opportunity to list priorities of agriculture go by without mentioning water. As you know, that's one of the most important ingredients, particularly in our agricultural industry.
Before the holiday break, Newhouse introduced the Water Supply Infrastructure Rehabilitation and Utilization Act.
We're able to include in the last spending package a very important infrastructure funding vehicle for modernizing water infrastructure in our country. And a lot of the irrigation projects that our livelihoods literally depend on are getting older and needing a lot of either replacement or modernization maintenance.
Newhouse says it's been a long time coming.
That's been a several year long effort, and to finally get it into the appropriation package that was passed at the end of the year is very exciting.
But Newhouse says we're not done.
We'll continue to work on opportunities to improve availability of water, not only throughout Central Washington, which we have a lot of great things already we're working on and seeing great progress on, but around the country as well.
Tune in tomorrow for more. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.